Informative, local, dependable. Good morning. Yes, it is a brand new day and a brand new year. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. Good morning to you. Happy New Year. I hope you made it through the evening safe and sound. And hopefully you're listening to the show in your PJs with a nice warm cup of coffee, getting ready for some football. Little black eyed peas, little collard greens, and a little cornbread, and some ham, and some pork, and getting yourself in the mood for a great 2026. So I am in the best mood this morning because I am blessed with the presence of Jessica Sedario, who's here this morning. She always comes in and helps me out in the holidays. I love you for that.
Oh, I love doing it. It's
fun. Awesome. And she's actually here wearing an official hat for the Rally Foundation.
I am.
I'm happy that you're here.
Me too. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. We're both like, what are we doing here on New Year's Day?
We're both like, are we awake even though we went to bed early?
I did go to bed early, actually, for me. I always stay up till midnight, and I just couldn't. I knew I was working. I just couldn't do it this
year. I went
to
midnight Eastern time and said goodbye.
Yeah, me too. Oh, no. Okay. We'll see. Great minds think alike. That's there right. You go. Well, let's get down to business because I do want to make the best of this time, and you're here representing a phenomenal organization. Some folks may be listening that have no idea. I mean, I didn't know till I was started here about the Rally Foundation. Maybe tell us a little bit how it got started, the history, and what it means now.
Yeah, so our main focus is childhood cancer research. 47 children every day are diagnosed with cancer.
Okay, let's slow down. So this is child cancer.
Yes,
research.
Childhood cancer. Yep.
So in my mind, there can't be any greater injustice in the world than a sick child with cancer. And I see these horrific photos, and some of the times that my heart breaks. And then you said, how many a day?
47.
That's unbelievable.
Yeah, 47 a day. But even more shocking, which I learned when I started to work at Rally, is that less than 8% of the federal funding that is earmarked specifically for cancer research, less than 8% of that funding goes towards childhood cancer research.
Gosh, that's just heartbreaking.
It's heartbreaking. It's heartbreaking because, you know, childhood cancer is much different than adult cancers. Adult cancers, you think of breast and colon and lung and that sort of stuff.
Pancreatic and some of the...
Yeah, and with children, it's not... It's less environmental and more, you know, as their body is changing.
What kinds of cancer, I guess, would be the question.
Yeah,
I mean, I'm just curious. I don't really know enough about this topic,
yeah,
really.
Blood cancers, leukemias are very, very prominent. Brain cancer, tumors, that sort of thing. But blood cancer is one of the most prominent ones that I've seen in our area here.
It must be such a shock for parents. I mean, and I think the reason I'm thinking about this is I spent the holidays with family and I got to meet my great-great-grandnephew who was 5 weeks old.
Oh, my goodness.
Teeny tiny little baby. And I was holding him in my arms and he was actually had a little smile on his face. And I just, my heart was filled with hope and expectation. And what is he, I mean, my mind just went to all these, but what is life going to be? Who is he going to be when he grows up? And, you know, I mean, and I thought about all those things. And so then when I was thinking about this and the hope and the expectations that parents have for their child.
Yeah.
And then to suddenly see their child getting sick, the last thing I would think, I'd first say, oh, must have the flu, must have, the last thing in the world I would think would be cancer and then have to go through that process.
Think about it. Many families go to the ER, go to the doctor thinking, oh my gosh, my child has this. I know they have this. And it could be anything from, you know, chicken pox
right.
to the flu.
Upset stomach,
you know.
Something. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. And then they find out they have cancer.
Oh,
and that's
gosh.
Not anything anyone prepares for or even expects to hear.
I mean, not just emotionally and spiritually, but financially as
yes,
well.
Yes, the financial impact is great.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, it's a critical funding gap. And so that's why Rally exists. We started off with a simple question of what can I do to help? A young man named William is our inspiration, and he was in his second battle with brain cancer. And he actually played on a team of one of our founders, Reed. And so Reed brought his wife to meet William's mom at mm-hmm. the hospital, and she said, "What can I do to help? And I'm not making a casserole." And aww. William's mom, Nancy, said, "Find a cure for cancer." And Dad said, make sure everyone's fed in the hospital. So that's our two biggest things that we carry on. We feed families that are in the hospital.
I love that.
As well.
Because the parents, you do neglect yourself. You do get tired. And those vending machine chips and sodas and stuff just don't go very far.
Yeah, the options aren't good. And no matter where you buy your food takeout or in the cafeteria, it mm-hmm. adds up, and it's a family affair. It's not just mom coming. Sometimes it's mom and grandma or the other children. Yeah, the other siblings have to come too. And so it's really important that we make sure that those the families and siblings and the kids and the nurses all get fed as well.
Wow. Yeah. Okay. So this is pretty cool. So in terms of that, then Rally Foundation, what is your role here, and how do you execute these things? So you say, we've got to find money for cancer research. We got to bring meals. How does this all happen?
Yeah. So we really empower our volunteers mm-hmm. to not only spread awareness for the cause, but also to raise funds. And that's a grassroots efforts that's never going to go away for us. It's something that we truly believe in. We believe that we need to connect with our community, mm-hmm. and together we are stronger, and together we can fight this battle. And we take a lot of pride in calling ourselves philanthropic seed investors, because we really look for the most cutting edge research mm-hmm. Projects to fund.
And you may not have the answer for this, but you've got me thinking now. When you raise a substantial amount of money each year or whatever, then how do you select which research you support?
Right. So it's a grant process. Mm-hmm. So applicants
all
go through a grant process, and we have a extremely large medical advisory board. Mm-hmm. And so what happens is that we make sure that there is no bias whatsoever. So if you and I were reviewing, if we were experts and we were reviewing a grant, there could be nothing between us of any relation. So I couldn't have gone to the same school as you, couldn't have had the same professor.
Any relatives
that know, someone
that mutual friend that has a certain type of cancer, something like conflicts of interest.
Yeah, so basically. No conflict whatsoever. And then it's a graded selection, and you take a look, and if what I've graded at matches with somebody else who's also, then that will move on to the next place. So we mm-hmm. really want to make sure that it's unbiased and that we are finding the most cutting edge projects out there to fund.
Can you give an example of maybe one of those? Or
oh my goodness,
it's like some of the projects, or we can ask the research department after the break.
I have my research department page up, but I can scroll it on down.
Well, we could come back after the break, and I'll let you answer that question, because I know it's New Year's Day and it's early, and I'm hitting you with a bunch of questions here. But the thing is that Jessica is playing an important role with the organization. So talk a bit about what you do and why you're here this morning.
Yeah, so I am the development manager, and I help to raise funds. So I do that through individual gifts or our biggest signature event, which is Rally on the Runway, which is coming up in March.
Yay.
I can say so this fun. Year, finally, I've been saying, will you sponsor this year? And mm-hmm. It is this year now.
Yay.
But that's really my focus. And I have a wonderful office mate, and her focus is she is the Rally program and Rally Kid manager. So she works very closely with the families to help get them connected to our Family Emergency Fund, other resources that can help them as they're going through the battle. She'll be the first one sometimes to hear great news mm-hmm. and sometimes to hear not so great news. But she is there every step of the way with the family and with the Rally Kid, and just being that extra person who's not coming in trying to poke you with a needle.
gotcha. Which is really welcome.
And she's one heck of a Lego
Builder?
That's exactly what I was going to say.
Lego architect.
Architect.
We're talking with Jessica Sedaria today about the Rally Foundation as we start off the new year in 2026. Something to think about, maybe you've been part of your New Year's resolutions, is maybe to give back a little more, get involved in the community, or try to make a positive difference. You know, we can't change the world, but we can certainly make a difference in our little immediate community around us. So maybe you'd like to volunteer, or maybe you have a little extra when you get that tax refund that you could donate on behalf of these children who are suffering from cancer and need our help so that we can find a cure as soon as possible. We're going to take a quick break, but if you've got a question for Jessica, please text it in this morning or comment 850-437-1620. This is Pep Talk on New Year's Day 2026. Happy New Year. It's the first day of 2026, and this is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. Jessica Sedaria is here with us this morning with the Rally Foundation, talking about ways that you can help or donate and be a part of an organization that is raising awareness and funds to fight the battle of cancer with children. So one of the things that we maybe can mention right now, just to say, if someone's listening this morning and they're thinking, I'd like to volunteer, I'd like to help, how do they get in touch with you? How can they find out more?
Yeah, absolutely. If you go to our website, rallyfoundation.org, you can email us, hit the info@rallyfoundation.org, and just send us a little message, or you can even send me a message, and it's simple, jessica@rallyfoundation.org, and I can send you opportunities and connect you with Haley, who does a lot of the volunteer projects. And
okay. Yeah. So then what are some of the volunteer opportunities?
Yeah, so some of the volunteer opportunities are, like I was telling you, we have our signature event, Rally on the Runway, coming up. So there's opportunities to volunteer at the event, help organize the event, as well as spending time with the kiddos out back before they take the runway.
Yeah, tell, so maybe explain what the event is in case somebody's never been to
it. Yeah, so Rally on the Runway is a night where we have six boys and six girls who are currently battling or have battled cancer, and they are dressed from, they get to pick their outfit out from head to toe.
Oh my goodness.
Through their amazing generosity of Dillard's.
Oh, good.
Yeah,
for you.
Okay. It's so exciting. And then they get paired up with a local celebrity. And so last year, and actually our, I would call him our OG, Jeremy Reeves from the Washington Commanders.
Oh.
Who's been having a great season.
Wow, yeah.
He walks each year, and he's going to be walking again this year.
Oh, so cool.
So we had him last year. And then we had Boston Rob Mariano last year as well, who walked in with the kiddos, and we had a former Blue Angel.
Ooh, that's pretty cool.
So we definitely have Jeremy coming back this year. I think there may be a special guest from Escambia County Sheriff's Department as well.
Who could that be?
And, you know, exactly. I'll keep you on that.
Keep us in suspense.
On the hook
we'll have
for that.
Yeah, we'll find out more. More to be revealed.
But basically the event is just an upscale fashion show, and there's live auction, silent auction, sponsor a child, and that sort of stuff that's
okay.
going on.
If I want to be a sponsor, what do I need to do? Because now probably is the time to sign up, right?
Yeah, I definitely would email myself, jessica@rallyfoundation.org, and I can send a packet that lists out what the sponsorship opportunities are, and they range from $2,500 up to $25,000. Our amazing title sponsor this year is Sandy Sansing Dealerships.
Oh,
we are so grateful. Such a wonderful individual, and really believes in our mission and speaks so eloquently of it whenever asked. And that means a lot. He's not just providing financial support. He's providing something much more than that, which we adore.
Okay. Well, that event, what's the date of the event?
So that is March 26th.
Okay.
Of this year, I get to say it.
Yes, finally.
March 26th of 2026.
There you go.
So we're looking forward to that. And if you want to sponsor or donate an auction item, we're happy to connect on that as well. And I know there was a caller, person that texted in asking about
Yes, we had
ice
a question
flyers.
From a listener wanting to know, how much did the ice flyers raise on Rally Night? They had a Rally Foundation night recently.
So good news, bad news is.
Okay.
I don't have that number, but the good news is Or the exciting news is that Greg and the Ice Flyers Foundation actually have a challenge team, and our challenge team is connected to Rally on the Runway.
Oh.
So our Rally on the Runway challenge teams bring in sponsorships, they raise funds, auction items, all that kind of stuff. And so what Greg and the amazing Ice Flyers did in December, that money will roll into his efforts for the entire month of January, where we are the charity of the month.
And oh, so wow.
That goes towards his efforts towards raising money. And last year, his team actually won.
Oh,
they
my
raised
God.
The most money, which was super exciting.
Do you know how much it was or about
oh,
how
gosh.
Much?
Last year, he raised, I believe it was like $167,000.
That's incredible.
And
okay.
Our overall, we brought in more than $840,000 last year. So.
Wow. That's that's unbelievable.
Yeah.
That's really fantastic.
Yeah, it's amazing. The entire team is amazing. He brought them in to serve lunch. And when I say it's a whole new team, it's more than just a whole new team. Just
mm-hmm.
their attitudes and their aura is just amazing.
Wow.
Very giving.
Wow, I love it. Yeah. We're talking with Jessica from the Rally Foundation. If you've got a comment or a question, 850-437-1620. We're going to take a quick break, but we'll be right back. And it'll still be 2026. Good morning. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. I'm here this morning with Jessica Sedario from the Rally Foundation, talking about how you can help this year start your year off right. Maybe that New Year's resolution should be, I'm going to donate to Rally Foundation this year to help research for childhood cancer.
You could do two good things.
Yes.
You want to get fit and you want to be more giving.
Oh.
So we have a program called Rally Fit.
Oh, I didn't know about this one.
Yeah, so you basically are raising money while you're exercising. So some people will do a 5K. Some people just do 47 days of working for the 40, you know, fighting for the 47 children each day they're diagnosed. And
mm-hmm.
they, it's kind of like a sponsorship base. And sometimes it's even competitions, you know,
wow.
lifting competitions and that sort of stuff. And it's just like when you're raising money doing a 5K, you
right.
ask for sponsorships or
okay.
or back in the day where it was like the walkathon or the rockathon
the box,
or the
yeah.
hopathon.
The thons.
I'll hop for 8 hours. How much will you sponsor me each hour?
Mm-hmm.
So it's really a grassroots, basic, easy effort. And at the same time, you'll be fulfilling your New Year's resolution.
See, it's a double winner.
And then if you break it, Christmas in July always happens, so you can donate then.
Backtrack. That works for me. I think that's great. Well, it's a fantastic organization. It's the Rally Foundation, raising funding for research for childhood cancer. And if you'll kind of say once again about, in case someone just joined us, the numbers, that's just blows my mind.
Sure. Childhood cancer is the number one disease killer of children in America. 47 children are diagnosed every day.
Mm.
93 cents of every dollar donated to Rally goes directly to our mission.
Wow.
And their mission is to find better treatments with fewer long-term side effects and ultimately a cure, because right now these kiddos are getting 30 to 40-year-old outdated medications, treatments, and the treatments they're also getting are made for you and I
mm-hmm.
as adults.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's it's really important that
we
get this right. We get to do better for these
yeah.
kiddos.
Well, and I think that I love that this is the bigger picture for the organization. But what I really love is what you do locally and by delivering the meals. So
yeah.
if I wanted to volunteer to do that or donate just to that specifically, what do I do? How do I get involved in that way? Because I think, talk about that. That's pretty cool.
Yeah. Haley Brown, who is our program and Rally Kid manager, she manages our Rally Good Meal program.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's haley@rallyfoundation.org. So you can email her and she could get you set up. And basically, you can sponsor one meal, you can sponsor a series. It's generally about $500 to sponsor a meal. But, you know, also sometimes when people are purchasing the meal, they can buy it at a lower price. Sometimes,
right.
Even.
Right.
But basically, $500 is about the roundabout amount that we spend on a meal, like
mm-hmm.
one service meal. From an industrial kitchen, obviously, it can't be from home, although we love home cooking.
Oh, I see. So you actually get it like catered kind of thing.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
And so Sonny's Barbecue has done it before.
Oh,
I know Sonny's is on here generally
yeah,
on
he'll
Fridays.
Be on tomorrow. Well, Eldon will be
yeah,
here. Yeah.
The kiddos, FPL sponsors a series of meals right now as well.
And do you need volunteers for delivery?
Always.
Okay.
Always need volunteers. Every Tuesday, Chick-fil-A Chick-fil-A donates our meal. They've been doing it since the beginning. And we generally have a lot of sponsors that come in on Tuesdays.
Okay.
Whereas Thursdays is generally more sponsor focused.
I gotcha. Okay. So how do we get in touch with you? Give us those the website, your phone number, your email, all that good stuff one more time.
Rallyfoundation.org. You can email me at jessica@rallyfoundation.org as well. And you want me to remember my office phone number, which is terrible.
Oh, that's okay. We can look it up. We can find you on the website, right?
You can find us on the website, and you can always email us right from the website.
Okay, perfect. Jessica, thanks for coming in on the holiday. You get bonus points, a big star on your forehead for coming in on New Year's Day.
I'm
but
going
it's
to
worth
heaven.
It. Yes, it's worth it. Great cause, Rally Foundation.